You're listening to SBS News.
Family and friends rushed to hug Sister Patricia Fox as she made her way into the arrivals hall at Melbourne Airport. The Catholic nun was kicked out of the Philippines after speaking out against human rights abuses in the country. She had lived in the Philippines for almost three decades, but had her missionary visa cancelled. The 72-year-old has been a vocal critic of President Rodrigo Duterte and his violent crackdown on the drug trade. Sister Fox says the situation is dire.
Every day you hear, I'll kill you, I'll kill you, I'll kill you. You hear swearing. Kids are saying it now. You know, people are saying to me, they're little ones, where are they picking up these words? You know, and they're angry and they'll say, I'll kill you. You know, there's been a culture of impunity for a long time, and it's getting worse.
Sister Fox says she's been blacklisted from the country and would not be able to return under the current government. About 20 members of the Philippines-Australia Solidarity Association were at the airport to welcome her back. The association's spokeswoman, May Kotsakis, says it's been emotional.
Just looking at her fragile body, and she was actually teary-eyed. She was started to cry. So we feel sad, not because she's going to be with us, but because she left the country, the people that she loved most. She has lived in the Philippines for more than 27 years, and she felt comfortable living with the poor and the people that are suffering in the Philippines.
Sister Fox says she'll continue championing human rights in the Philippines. She's called on the Australian government to apply pressure to President Duterte. Ms. Kostakis says the group stands in solidarity with the sister.
Especially because the Australian government is supporting the Philippine military, who is mostly perpetrator of human rights violation in the Philippines. So we are actually campaigning and asking the Australian government to look very, carefully and examine the support that they are giving the Philippines.
The ordeal has stirred debate in the Philippines about the wider issue of whether expatriates should be free to take a stand on human rights. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.